Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're trying to make our company an even more amazing place to work. I am Jen Vinciguerra, and I am here with Maggie.
Hey, and we are the dynamic duo today.
Sally,
who usually joins us, is not able to participate in the podcast today. So we're taking over. We're gonna mix it up a bit.
Things are gonna get wild today.
Oh no. So Jen, you recently came back from the SHRM conference, and I'd love to ask you some questions about that. But first, for our listeners out there who don't know what SHRM is, can you tell us a little bit about what SHRM is and their annual conference?
Sure. SHRM is the Society for Human Resources Management. It is the largest human resources organization in the world. And so the SHRM conference is the largest HR conference in the world. And so every year I usually go there just to see, you know, there's all kinds of speakers and there's companies that are there and vendors, and I like to see all the different trends in the HR world. But this year the conference theme was creating better workplaces. So I thought that fit in perfectly with our path to good. We're trying to create a better workplace. And it was very good to see that the theme of the SHRM conference was creating better workplaces. So I feel like we're ahead of the trend.
We are. Oh, I should have maybe have gone to that conference.
You should have. It would be much more fun if you were there.
But let's get to know some more about SHRM. And you talked about the theme of this year was creating better workplaces. So, and all the speakers and breakout sessions, did you see a company there that kind of inspired you about how they have created a better workplace? Does anyone stand out to you?
Yeah, there were a lot of the speakers that really stood out to me. But some of the keynotes, there was one gentleman, his name is Vineet Nayar, and he is the founder of a company called Sam Park Foundation. And he told the story about how he kind of created this company culture, this motto, which he calls employees first, customers second. He was heading this company that was kind of failing, and they were trying to find a dramatic way to turn things around. And so he thought, okay, we're going to totally rethink our culture. And instead of putting the customers first, we're going to put our employees first and see if empowering our employees and creating this culture that empowers all of our team members will kind of help us turn things around. So I thought that fit in perfectly with what we've discussed before on the podcast, our circle of good, where if we create a great environment, a great culture for our team members, then they in turn will give outstanding service to customers. So what he was saying was kind of exactly what we should have been the keynote speakers, now that I think about it.
Yes. next year at SHRM.
Next year we're going to be the keynote speaker, because we could have told a very similar story. So he wanted to create this really ambitious goal for the team members, because people were pretty demoralized because the company kind of wasn't doing that well. So he told all the employees that his vision for the company was to create a culture where when you told people out in the world what company you worked for, they would be like, whoa, I don't believe you worked there. That's awesome.
And so that's a big goal.
Exactly.
That's a big goal.
That's pretty ambitious and pretty inspirational. So people were kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. We're not doing that well. And he said within, I forget how many years, but just within a few years, he said he had the first employee come to him and say, you know what? It finally happened. I told someone where I worked, and they were like, oh my gosh, I don't believe you worked there. And he said after the first employee brought that to his attention, it just started. It was like a huge wave of team members. He's like, probably almost every team member now has said that they, when they tell people where they work, the reaction they get is, oh wow, because when they empowered the team members and the team members were not feeling so demoralized, it just totally worked. It turned the company around completely.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is amazing that he put such this inspirational goal out there. I mean, he was really shooting for the stars.
Yes.
And to see it turn around, and you said, I think a couple of years, I mean, that's just amazing. And I love how that happiness and that positive energy just grows exponentially. I think that when you start to see that curve go up, it just, it's exponential growth. I'll say it again.
Totally. And I'm seeing now it says it was over the next 5 years. It was a remarkable turnaround. So yeah, within 5 years of having that ambitious goal, it totally achieved it. So that was that kind of, like I said, we could have been the speaker. We are already awesome, so we don't have to turn things around. We're getting even better. But we could have an inspirational story too.
Yes, yes. But I love it. We're on that exponential growth, right?
Yep.
We've got it going up in the right way, and we're just, you know, keeping the positive energy and momentum. So did you see any trends or overall themes, you know, within this creating a better workplace? So, you know, what other trends, themes did you see?
I think one of the trends that I saw was, again, this fits right in with us, a real focus on wellness. There were a lot of vendors that offer wellness and different creative ways to do wellness. There are companies that, there were at least three companies that I talked to that do different, either virtual fitness, so you can take like fitness classes and meditation, and it was geared, two of them were geared towards virtual teams, which I thought was pretty awesome. Yeah, one of the companies, they have tons of recorded and live fitness classes, all kinds of different classes, and you can get your whole team into the system, and then you can schedule it. So even though everyone's not together physically, they can all be doing the same fitness class at the same time.
And they like Jen, when I'm doing a crunch, you can hear me like, oh,
exactly. Can be like, ah, my knee. But we're all in it together.
I got it. Inspire each other. One more, two more. That's exciting.
So there were a few companies like that, and then there were other companies that were offering like a huge new benefit that has been happening for a couple years, but really was shining through this year, where things like benefits like student loan repayments, just creative things. Student loan repayment. There were a couple companies that will assist you with elder care, because a lot of team members maybe are taking care of an elderly parent. So that was, I saw at least two vendors that will just support you through that whole process.
Oh, they're just responding to what's going on in the population in this country. And it's great that companies are embracing that and understanding, you know, like we've talked about before, you bring your whole person, your whole self to work.
Yep.
And I'm in that category. My parents, you know, grow older, and I know there's others that we have children and yet we have parents. So that's just incredible that there are organizations who are doing that and companies are embracing it.
Yeah.
That's a good trend.
Yeah, no, that was really, really good to see. And I think it's really a reaction to another thing that came up a lot, as you might imagine, which is the low unemployment that we have right now.
Yes.
So companies have to get a lot more creative in the benefits that they're offering, in the compensation levels, in how they hire. Remote work can be actually really good when unemployment's low, because you're not tied to a specific location. But it's still hard for us, as we all know.
Yes, but we
a little bit easier, but not a lot easier. So that was definitely one of the trends that I saw too. And we talked earlier about going to the WorkHuman conference. This was the first time that I saw WorkHuman as a vendor at SHRM.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they do peer recognition. Their software is peer recognition. So that's also another thing. There was a lot of different ways to do recognition for team members, specifically for remote team members too. So there's a lot of creative solutions out there, which we, at WorkHuman, we don't use them, but we've been inspired by them. So hopefully some of these other vendors we will be inspired by, so that we can introduce some new initiatives here at the company.
It sounds like we really do need to be speakers with our path to good.
I know.
And a lot of these things, I mean, we've been a virtual company. That's the foundation of our company and all this about employee centric and We're talking about bringing your whole self. I mean, it just sounds like, did you spy on us? You know, I'm looking around.
I know. Yes.
Looking around for the camera. Like, did you spy on us? But
exactly. That's how it felt. I'm like, man. Like, I just got a flyer in the mail today, how to manage remote employees. I was like, we could teach that class. Flyer. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness. So we talked about most inspirational company. We talked about some trends you've seen. I know they have amazing keynote speakers. Was there one who just really, really just, you just, I don't even know how to say it, but you were just like, oh, like you hear angels, yes. The choir, right? We think we know that we hear someone and you're just like, oh, this just so resonates with me. I'm pumped. I'm, you know, so who are you most pumped up about?
I was definitely very pumped up by the last keynote on the last day. And SHRM is a 3.5-day conference and it starts at 7 a.m. and goes until like 6 p.m. So you're exhausted by the end. And on the last day, the keynote speaker was Blake Mykowski, who is the founder of Toms. And if you don't know what Toms is, it's a shoe company. And for every pair of shoes that someone, it's a for-profit company, it's not a nonprofit. And for every pair of shoes that you buy, they donate a pair of shoes to someone in need around the world.
I just so happen to be wearing my black little Toms here.
I met him afterwards and I was wearing my Toms.
Did you have him autograph him?
I had him autograph a book. I did not have him autograph my shoe. I should have. I didn't even think about it till afterwards. I should have been like, oh, my Toms. But I didn't even point it out to him. But he was so inspirational. And like I said, I don't know if Toms is a B Corp. I didn't check on that. But they are a for-profit company that is also for good. And he just talked about his journey and how he founded Toms. He was working at another company that he had founded. He was like, he is a serial entrepreneur. So from the time he was 19, he's founded, like, I forget how many companies he said, but like a whole bunch of companies. And he was just feeling burnt out. So he told his co-founders, hey guys, I just need to like take a month away because I'm super burned out and I don't know what's going on. So he went to, I believe, Argentina. And when he was there, he met this woman who was doing a shoe drive. So she was going around to all the wealthy families and collecting up shoes from kids who didn't need them, had outgrown them, and giving them to kids who didn't have shoes. And so she collected all these shoes and he met her. He was very inspired by her. So he's like, okay, I'll help you out. And so they got all the shoes, they gave them to the kids and he felt so good. And then someone said to him, well, that's great for now, but kids outgrow shoes really fast. So what about tomorrow's shoes? So that's where the name Toms came from, tomorrow's shoes.
Oh, I did not know that was
correct. Yeah.
I thought it was somebody named Tom. And you know what, Jen? They are a B Corp. I mean, they are one of the shining stars. And in fact, for 2019, they won Best for Community.
That's awesome. So yeah, he was inspired. He's like, I went from feeling on top of the world, like, yes, we just gave all these kids these shoes, to feeling like down in the dumps, like, great, we just ruined these kids' lives because they're only going to have shoes for like 3 months and they're going to see how great it is and then they're not going to have shoes. So it inspired him to create Toms. He, and this I think is key, he partnered with a local shoemaker who was already making shoes. So it's not like he was putting people out of business, because there were people in this town already making shoes. So he would sell shoes and then give the money to the local shoemakers to make shoes to donate to the kids. And at this point, I believe they have given, this came from this little idea where he first donated like 100 pairs of shoes. And I think by this time they've given something like 90 million pairs of shoes. It's something insane.
Wow. That's like, awesome.
It was amazing. I mean, it's just, it was very inspirational because, like I said, they're not a nonprofit. They are a B Corp and we are trying to be a B Corp. So it just, a lot of what he said really resonated with me.
Wow. And I just added Argentina to my travel bucket list.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, we can go there.
It sounds like that was just an incredibly positive conference. And you know, with human resource individuals, I'm sure that, you know, just the friendliest group of attendees, right? I can't imagine that it would be in a quiet session. So
no, 20,000 people there, 20,000 HR people.
That is an incredible amount of positive energy.
Yes, it was great. The other part that was the best part was on one of the nights, we got to see Lionel Richie.
Hey!
Performed at the conference.
Hey!
It was so fun.
Well, I'm glad you got to stay till the end to see Lionel Richie.
Yeah, it's great. So fun. Met a lot of great people. Had an awesome time. Next year, hopefully you can come too.
I do. I want to come. I want to go. Work Human was so amazing, and the SHRM conference sounds like it just is building on that positive energy and employee focus, right?
Yep. Yep.
We all want to be more human.
It's good to see that, because I think this is the second year that SHRM has kind of trended towards building a better workplace for people rather than just like, okay, these are the employment laws that are coming up. It's good to see the trend, the direction that SHRM is taking.
I mean, we do need to be aware of compliance regulations,
exactly.
Right? But I like the focus is... Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of those types of sessions too. And I went to a lot of them. But it's good to see such a focus on culture.
Oh, yeah. And we're that's our goal. I think I said before we wanted to be in like the Inc. 100 or 50. I don't remember what it was. And I think we should add on there that we should be a speaker at SHRM.
We totally should. Maybe
Sally's
should
not here.
State SHRM.
We're gonna nominate Sally to speak at like the state SHRM.
Yes. We'll start with state SHRM and work our way up.
Absolutely.
To big SHRM. Okay. Well. The SHRM conference was awesome, so thanks, Maggie, for interviewing me a little bit about the conference. It was great to share all this information with the team. And we want to end today, like we always do, by talking about something about our culture that we think is unique. And I know we've talked a couple times about our wellness, our focus on wellness, and we talked about our wellness room, and we put wellness challenges in there. And a lot of it relies on us to come up with a challenge. So we had the marathon challenge, and that was very successful. But something that was a little bit different that is happening right now in the wellness room is that a challenge kind of happened organically. The team came up with their own challenge, and they have put it into place. And that is a water challenge, making sure you're drinking enough water during the day. First of all, it's really important. But second of all, I love the fact that the team came up with this organically, that it wasn't something I came up with. It wasn't something any of us came up with. The team, someone on the team said, hey, is anyone interested in a water challenge? And then it just caught fire. They have this like giant water jug that someone posted from Amazon. And then a bunch of them bought this giant water jug, and they're just all in there supporting each other. So that, I feel like we've built the foundation. And now it's really, the wellness has really taken off throughout the team.
Oh, and I do love it. Something so simple. There's like zero cost of entry. Just pick a glass from your kitchen, a cup, water from your tap. And just go with us. I do love that. And I was just saying before we got on the podcast, I need to go have another glass of water.
You did say that.
I did. I absolutely did. So I'm a little behind on the H2O challenge.
Me too. I've been sitting here all day. I need to get some more water. That reminds me. I need to
hydrate.
Hydrate. Get back on the water challenge. Yeah. So I think that's all for today. Again, thank you, Maggie, for joining me. We'll have Sally back with us on the next podcast, and we won't go rogue like we did today.
When she gets that invitation to speak at SHRM, we'll just say, I don't know how it happened. We'll see if she listens to our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to know. We're going to be like, that's so weird. How did they get you as a speaker? That's strange. So thank you so much for listening. If there are any topics you would like to hear, or if you want to reach out to us, you can always send an email to jen.vinciguerra@vipdeskconnect.com or to sally.hurley@vipdeskconnect.com. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.